Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, April 29th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Angel Weekly Community AMA, Episode 1. Happy birthday, Angel. Let's take a listen.
As I pull Nina up for anyone new here, basically what we're going to do with these weekly AMAs is we're going to use this time to update on general Angel Protocol wins, some metric KPI updates, begin introducing the team a little bit more, highlight some of the decision points we're walking through, and invite the community to engage and be part of that decision-making process. And also just generally bring up and highlight guest speakers across our different charity organizations and fundraising efforts. But Nina, I'd like to start just by welcoming you to the Angel Protocol team. You've been a huge supporter since we first met in Miami, and we're really excited to have you on and helping onboard charities across Latin America.
Well, hi. I wasn't expecting to be here. I was just going to celebrate the birthday with you guys, but well, you dropped the alpha. I haven't told anyone officially, so I'm actually really excited. I'll be starting with Angel officially on Monday, and I've been helping, like, onboarding different charities and giving, like, my point of view. So for those who might know me, by profession, I'm a lawyer. And I work in human rights. So when I got to all this space, to crypto in general, and then I found Angel, I just went crazy. That was actually what brought me to be very active in the community, because I understood that there was a chance for me not only to invest, but also to combine my investments and my passion for crypto with what I was doing in real life, that was helping people. For me, it had all the sense of the world. I remember I went to Miami and I was super nervous. I couldn't speak to Chauncey. He was like my celebrity. We had a great time there. We got to talk much more about the importance of all what they were doing and how I could help to onboard more charities, especially in Latin America. Since there is so many needs there. I'm really happy that everything worked for all of us and that I'm going to be officially part of the family. And I'm super happy to see all the things that we can build together. I think that will be all from my end.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on board. It really is just a perfect match. And I mean, it really has been the story of Angel. So we're celebrating a year from the original tweet that started everything off. And the one consistent part of Angel throughout the past year has just been the caliber of amazing people who are drawn to the idea and to the team and really just want to see this blockchain Web3 space that we're all building on be used to generate greater good in the world. So thank you very much, Nina, and to the whole Angel team. I've just never had the pleasure of working with such a high caliber, high vibration, frequency kind of people who just really, really strive to make a difference in the world. So I think with the Terra community and all the lunatics out there, we really have our opportunity to make our dent in this space. So I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot to celebrate, right? So over the past year, really, I say a year, you know, Angel has been operational for much, much less than that. But a year since the initial idea was out there. And since that time, we have onboarded over 160 different charities. Between actual donation funds into endowments and our different Locked for Good Angel Alliance partners, we actually have over $6 million in funds that we've raised for charitable donations, which is pretty incredible overall. And that fundraising and those donation funds have largely been made possible by the community, both through direct donations, through the Angel Protocol charity marketplace, through different NFT auctions, and through our fundraising events like Restore Earth, where we're able to raise $1.5 million. The Ukraine fundraising portal, where we're over 200,000 so far. And being able to send $500,000 to the Philippines for Typhoon Rai relief. We're starting to see some of the rebuilding efforts and supplies being distributed there. And it's we'll have a lot more to share with the community soon in terms of a video that's being made out of all of that. But it's really, really impactful to be able to see all of that translate into real world impact here. So it's quite exciting. As I'm speaking here, Sean, if you don't mind, I'm going to invite you up to speak as well. So Sean is our Chief Impact Officer at Angel, and he is really looking at a lot of the expansion and growth opportunities from some of the different verticals that we're working on. But when he comes up, I'll also let him give an opportunity to just update on some of the charities that we have onboarded recently. So we're going to start making that more of a habit, too, of just giving everyone a weekly update, because we're bringing charities on at a pretty fast clip. And I mean, I myself am often surprised. So I'll get a question from someone of, oh, do you have XYZ type of charity? And, you know, I won't even realize because we've onboarded so many. So working on getting that all out into the community a little more. But yeah, it's been going really well. And I'd say one of the ones that is pretty exciting overall is the Buckminster Fuller Institute joined us this past week. And beyond being an organization that is very ethos aligned with ours in terms of believing in, you know, abundance mindset, win-win opportunities, and the possibility of technology to enable new opportunities for generosity and philanthropy, they do a number of grant giving initiatives across charitable orgs. So groups like that to have in our corner, it's always helpful, right? It's just an accelerator in terms of how many more orgs that you can reach through them. So been going very, very well with that so far.
Yeah, I mean, all what you're saying is just amazing. I think that the more that I got involved with the team, I was so surprised to see one, like all the passion that this team has, really. And I don't know how, I keep telling you the same, but I don't know how you found these people, because all of them are amazing and they're super engaged with this. They really believe in making the change, and they are working day and night to do it. So for me, it's really exciting to see all that. And also, I forget to say, guys, I see that Tiago is there, and I connected also the channel of Terra Nuestra, that is the YouTube channel and the general channel that we have for all the Lunaticos, the Hispanic community. So if there is someone that wants to make a question, and maybe it's a little bit shy in English, you can just come in and say it in Spanish, and I'll happily translate it for you.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for that, Nina. I appreciate that. I think we're having some trouble getting Sean up to speak at the moment. Sean, I'm not sure if you're already on mobile, but that is one of the things with Twitter Spaces, is it won't let you join from your computer. But yeah, while we're waiting for Sean to connect, we'll have some other people joining as well here. So I think I will invite our chief ramen eater, Trevor, up here to speak. Trev, I'm not sure if you want to cover anything with the Angel Alliance. I know that we are approaching that triple digit mark of 100 members.
actually, great news. We actually broke the 100 mark. While you've been recharging a little bit, we've all been recharging a little bit. Everyone's been in full sprint mode for so long. I think it's actually good to recharge every once in a while. you can get so focused on all this high impact, really amazing stuff. Got to recharge. So yeah, we broke 100 this last week. So triple digits for the Angel Alliance. And those of you who don't know about the Angel Alliance, we have a lot of amazing partners in this ecosystem. So basically over 100 projects, protocols, validators, individuals have basically pledged 1-10% of their annual revenue to the Angel Alliance. And it's just really amazing to see all these projects really want to donate to really high impact, not really high impact, but having positive impact on the world. So kudos to them.
That is awesome to hear. 100 is a huge, huge threshold for us. So love seeing that. And I know you guys are doing some updates on the site and overall NFT badging for Alliance members. So I think that'll be exciting for the community to see also. But it's really just been one of the more incredible stories with Angel is there. People approach us wanting to join the Alliance, right? It's not even something where we need to go out and try and beg for donations. It's new projects will come up and say, hey, how do I work with you? How do I partner with you? How do we direct, you know, X percent of our protocol revenue to charity? How do we set up our mint fees to go to charity for NFT projects? Mm-hmm. And it's really just become part of the culture of Terra. So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, 100%. Like it started with Apollo DAO, or you know, or you can call them almost a founding member of the Angel Alliance. They kind of started this whole thing, and everybody saw them. They said, "Hey, you know, we want to do that too. That's amazing that they're willing to do that." A for profit, yes, they are for profit projects. They just want to give back to the community and nothing more than that. And now we're at 100 users or 100, you know, members. And, you know, we didn't really start that long ago. And we're so backlogged because everybody wants to do it because they saw them do it. They saw their friends do it. And they're like, oh, my God, like, we want to do that, too. So you see people do good things. You see projects do good things. You're inspired to do that as well. So, yeah, I think we can all do a little bit more. But like, these projects are going way above and beyond what you could ever ask of anybody. And like Chauncey said, you know, we don't ask them to do this. They just, they come flying at us because they want to do good. So amazing stuff.
Yeah. It's a unique differentiator for Terra for sure. And Trevor, do you want to just take a minute to introduce yourself? So we had Nina introduce herself for the community and being our LATAM Angel Ambassador, helping onboard charities. But yeah, do you want to just let the community know kind of your role with Angel right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm working on the Angel Alliance, so handling a lot of the onboarding and shooting out the messages about the projects that have donated or have pledged to donate. And then outside of that, I kind of do a lot of things with Angel. It's really hard to peg down what specifically I do. You know, it's really hard to not want to do things for Angel. So anything I possibly can is what I do for Angel. I won't get into the other things I do, but I do other things too. I never know what to say.
You are a man of many hats, sir.
I don't know what to say. I've been struggling to try to answer that question in like a 1 minute or even like a tight five. And like, I don't know. Oh, it's the Angel happy birthday. It was our birthday. That was last week, but I'm into celebrating every week that it's our birthday.
When ramen's on the table, there every day is a celebration, Trav.
Oh man, ramen! I got a DM from Cash Ron about getting a free year of, or a lifetime of ramen for free, and I don't know. You really can't hate on that. So ramen forever, there, I guess.
For those unaware, there will be a ramen eating contest at Austin's TDX TFI Alpha event this year. So I assume many lunatics will be out for that. I know many people on the call here will be out at TDX. But yes, Trev, we are looking for you to represent on the ramen eating side.
is that still happening? Like I kind of threw that out there. It is. I threw it out there as a joke, but Cashfront likes to run.
It is going to happen.
Oh my god!
We're going to bring the hot sauce also of Evan. Be ready.
I said it as a joke, and I just made some jokes to Ron, and he ran with it, and now it's just a whole thing. The day after that, he was so excited about it. The next day, I got a call from him, and he goes, "I talked to every ramen restaurant in Austin, but none of them will do all-you-can-eat ramen." So I think he just said, "We're just going to buy the ramen," or something ridiculous. Something very Cash Ronny, but I think this is about Angel and not about ramen, but I'll take it. Angel, ramen, Cash, we're all in this together. Wag me. All right, I'm done talking.
And on that lovely note and segue, I want to welcome Sean up to speak as well. So Sean is our chief impact officer, helping lead a lot of the expansion efforts of Angel and seeing how we can expand our scope, just within the charitable giving realm, but across social impact and the different ways that can manifest. So Sean, just want to give you a chance to introduce yourself to the community and kind of speak on anything you want to with Angel.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Chauncey. And first off, Naina, like, welcome to the team. Really excited to have you. And it's just so cool to have even greater geographic global coverage. So really, really welcome and excited to have you here. And thank you, Chauncey. So I'm the chief innovation officer. Duffy is the chief impact officer. So a little bit of overlap in titles there. But I want to give just a little bit of background about myself and then connect that to where hopefully we can start building things collectively with the tech stack that Angel Protocol has. I have a pretty long background in both developmental finance and grassroots development work. I think it's been a really unique and fortunate perspective to see things from an impact investing angle, a social enterprise angle. I worked for an education technology startup in Calcutta. And then I actually started my own nonprofit working with a community of waste pickers that lived alongside a landfill in Calcutta. And we essentially act as the single point of advocacy for that community. I then shifted gears. I was in India for 3 years doing grassroots development work, shifted back to the States where I worked for an organization called Social Finance that was really pioneering impact vehicles, right? And taking different forms of capital, whether that is philanthropic capital, return-seeking impact capital, or government dollars, and trying to blend those together and really focus on how we can drive the best social outcomes for social programming across criminal justice, homelessness, healthcare, and education. So I think what I'm really excited about at Angel is bringing those unique perspectives across all those kind of different tension points inherent in the development process and bring this to Angel, where I think I saw the tweet from Chauncey. I saw all of the really incredible progress that was being made. And to Trevor's point, how this is really collective, right? We are all in this together. And I think the Angel Alliance is such a strong testament to that, right? Like, I think we have a really, really unique, important, and powerful opportunity to embed Web3 with equitable principles by design that are reinforced by code. And when you take the first kind of iteration of what we're doing with normalized endowments or growth funds for charity, let's just take that a step further and see where we can apply that endowment concept into really innovative uses of capital for impact. And what is really, really exciting to me is starting to think about how we can actually do this collectively. And some of the things that I've been thinking through and also kind of building and navigating pilots a little bit behind the scenes are thinking about, we have all this new wealth that's being generated, right? How are we thinking about equitably redistributing that wealth? We have a really exciting nonprofit, SOE, who is piloting UBI, so Universal Basic Income cash transfers, in a village in PG, Uganda. And basically taking that use case and expanding it and trying to scale it and providing that as a test case for not only all nonprofits within the Angel Protocol endowment ecosystem, but all nonprofits in general. I think on top of that, it's now thinking about, how do we collectively aggregate funds and distribute funds? And thinking about the sub-DAO nature of this all. And thinking about different impact vehicles, because one of the challenges that I saw historically is there is this expectation of return-seeking capital for impact investors. And what that does is create an inherent tension in actual development work, right? When you're looking at financial return for social impact, there's a really nebulous relationship there. And what the Angel Endowment account does is effectively reduce that cost of capital, right? It gives you a little bit more wiggle room, a little bit more flexibility to try new things, to not have that pressure, that financial constraint that is a limiting factor. And what that does is it builds resilience, right? It builds resilience with the communities that you're working with, because the nonprofits have financial sustainability. And I think that's really, really core to everything that we do. I am going to stop there, but there's a lot of really exciting things on the forefront. And I think it's a really exciting opportunity for all of us to think collectively of what we can use this technology for and how we're embedding good, equitable principles across all design elements. And that's what I'm really focusing on at Angel. I've been here for about 8 months now, which is really, really exciting. And I know that the charity marketplace has really, really just like incredibly picked up steam, and it's so, so cool to see. And just excited to keep it going. And I think there's just so much room for creation, and really looking forward to working with you all on harnessing that energy and creating some really impactful vehicles here.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. You've been a breath of fresh air since you joined the Angel team. And I'm just excited that our tech stack is catching up with your ambitions of social impact and just some of these, you know, things that were only a dream 8 months ago are actually showing real world impact and pickup. The SOE UBI microfinance in Uganda is super fascinating to me. I think that we could probably have a whole show just highlighting that, and maybe that will be for next week or one of the upcoming weeks here. But this is money that was raised from lunatics, donated to an organization focused on women's empowerment in Uganda. And at this point, there are actual UBI recipients and micro lending occurring using UST, using local OTC desks to convert between the local Ugandan currency and UST. But this is all happening as a result of this community combined with a resourceful NGO. And all of that translates to actual lives changed on the ground. So, I mean, it's just, you watch all these videos of different protocols and different tokenomics and XYZ lock drop and all of this stuff. And, you love it. It's fun. It's this whole kind of game. But to take that game and make it real, that to me makes all the difference. So super, super exciting stuff here. I have requests here from Cash. Let's bring Cash up here. Longtime Angel Alliance partners here. All right, Cash, you are good to go.
Just want
to
say we love Angel Protocol. Chauncey's the man.
Love you, Ron. Love you. Did you come? I'm hoping that you came to drop some alpha around ramening competitions because what the people want to hear.
When ramen, Kat.
Yeah. So we are announcing it on June 11th is the going to be the launch of the program. Only people who engaged with the tweet receive the details and qualifications for it. Everyone else will have to wait until June 11th to find out the details of it. It's going to be for charity. We are going be getting a bunch of people to come and eat ramen, how fast they can eat it. If anyone here knows any influencers that would like to be a part of it, if you win the ramen eating competition, you choose a charity where the money is being donated to. So I think that will add some competitive spirit to it. And it's going to be a great event for charity. And it's being tied with a lifetime ramen deal where anyone here on this Twitter Spaces can qualify for free lifetime ramen via Amazon subscription. or have it the ramen donated to a charity of your choice in case you actually don't want to eat that much ramen. So be on the lookout for it. And what I will find, I'll give one alpha drop. The location where we're doing the ramen food eating competition in Texas, that night they will also be accepting UST for payment. And they will be giving a discount for anyone who pays for food at that location in UST.
No way.
Yeah.
You found the location.
Yeah, we got the location. It's locked in. They agreed to the UST and giving a discount thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's all set. I just need to get a bunch of influencers to be the contestants. So if anyone here can help with that, I'm not sure what it'll look like if we see BitBoy eating ramen really quickly, but I'm sure though there'll be a lot of great influencers that might be fun.
That could be funny.
Yeah.
That could be funny, you know.
We already have from Angel, our representative is going to be Trevor. He's going to win.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And he's going to keep all the ramen. He's not going to share. I'm pretty sure about that.
You gotta give it to the interns. They gotta eat something. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's why we chose you. Because you actually share it with them.
Ron, I was telling them after I kind of shit posted it to you about the ramen eating contest. The very next day, I got a call from you. I think I got a call from you where you you'd already called every ramen restaurant in Austin to try to get them to do this.
Yeah, I'm let's have some fun. Let's do it. And you know what? The next thing I'm going to meme into reality is the pillow fighting contest in Austin. We gotta
participate in that one. Yes.
It would be fun. True story. When I was in high school in a community service organization, there was a nonprofit fundraiser, world Guinness World Record for largest pillow fight. There were several thousand people that participated. It was actually quite fun.
Nice. I love Cashron bringing the flavor here. Hooligan, I saw you step up to speak. You have also been a longtime Angel ally, sir.
Yeah, man. I just had to jump up here and say happy birthday to my Angel friends. You guys are all amazing people, and I definitely wouldn't get to enjoy Terra at the level I do if it wasn't for my friends at Angel and getting to know you guys and participate. So just really wanted to jump up and say happy birthday to you guys and much love and much support. And then also, Ron, you might be onto something. I thought I saw somewhere floating around CT when the Terra boxing matches, maybe a pillow fight for charity might be the way to go. So that would be pretty epic. I'm sad I won't be in Austin to eat all the ramen or fight anyone with a pillow, but Trevor,
all right. Well, let's make a push in the Telegram group. We'll
do it. I love it.
I'm gonna book the AT&T hotel now.
Just get it done. You know.
Yep. Just make it happen. But Trev, when you do win the ramen eating contest, obviously, as Ron said, you can donate it to your favorite charity, and maybe Intern Capital will count as that charity, and you could just donate your ramen there.
Do, I have a question about that, Ron. Does if I donate it to a charity, does that mean that everybody in the charity gets unlimited ramen for life?
No, I go on Amazon and I change the shipping address.
Help us understand what they win. Like what does it mean? Is it one ramen pack per day, or do they get like?
No, they have on Amazon. There's like these mystery ramen boxes or whatever, or they give you a bunch of different ramen every month or every 2 months. I'm gonna get like the bulk one and has set it to like a once every 2 month delivery, and then you're just gonna get like 50 ramen packets or whatever. But then that's over a weekly basis. It averages out that way.
50 per week.
No. Like it's like a pack of 50, but it counts as like one a week, right? I thought through the logistics on this. It's me, Ramen, and Amazon. We're all partnering together on this.
And my
CEO's credit card. That's a great partnership.
That's the best part. Is Cash regretting giving you control of Twitter, or are they jazz?
I've made so many missed orders that forced me to run tweets through them on Discord before I make it public now.
We love you, Ron.
They have to filter it. That's so cool.
Hey, Ron. Elon bought Twitter.
We'll have an edit button soon. Your life will be better. It's okay.
Yes, please. Why is there no friggin' edit button on Twitter? It's the dumbest thing ever.
I think that Cash is doing very well with Ron as their Twitter representative. I think that this is all positive and all viral.
Absolutely.
In terms of the overall Angel stuff, I just want to just thank the community as a whole for being patient with us in terms of getting some more updates and timelines out. We've been doing a number of internal workouts and workshops, just figuring out kind of our product priorities and the right timeline to announce to the public. So we are getting that already. And so I would imagine that we'll have a good AMA session at that time to kind of go over specific questions related to it. Kind of high level, it's going to include some elements that people are already anticipating, like the ability to stake Halo to specific charities to signal your support for them. So that will be a whole charity bonding curve that Delphi Digital helped us develop and that we're currently finishing coding and auditing on our end. So that will all be ready for release towards the end of Q2, beginning of Q3. Along with that, we're also looking into our own version of a Venomics proposal. And so for those, I would say for those unfamiliar, but I would imagine that the amount of people unfamiliar with vote escrow mechanisms are fewer and far between every day, especially with the heat of the Astro Wars hyping up on Terra right now. Basically, you know, vote escrow is just a means to reward people for taking long-term conviction, faith in the protocol. So effectively, you'll be able to stake your Halo against a specific charity. You'll also then be, and when you do that, you receive charity shares. So the additional element here is you'll be able to time lock those charity shares. In addition to governance implications, the fees that you will be earning by vote locking are actually related to all of the verticals that we are planning to expand into. So for those familiar with our white paper, you know that our endowment horizontal tech is really just it's very multi-purpose, right? There's a lot of different things you can do with endowment technology. And so while everything will always come back to charity as kind of the focal point, there are a lot of different avenues of social impact that can be investigated. And really, even use cases that aren't on their face social impact oriented, that we will bake social impact into the product. So what does that mean as a member of the Angel community or a Halo holder? What it means is, in addition to the charity marketplace, we're going to have a number of other both types of marketplaces as well as endowment usages beyond the charity marketplace itself. So you can imagine a social impact marketplace, which wouldn't have the requirement of being a 501c3 nonprofit, but could be a more general social impact marketplace. You can also imagine a public goods marketplace, which would involve funding for projects related to public goods overall, starting in the blockchain space, but really fairly limitless there in the different applications. And a variety of other use cases, including financial vehicles. So we're working with Hutch. Some may be familiar with Hutch on the Go. He does a number of Twitter spaces for Terra. But we're working on some projects with him as well. And all of these really will be powered by something we're referring to as angel growth funds, which is another way to think of our endowment technology, but standardized for usage across any type of use case you could want. So this will open up the opportunity quite a bit in terms of our overall total addressable market and where Angel Protocol and the endowment technology can be used. And on top of that, we're working on a number of other technical related updates. So on off-ramp considerations and certain insurance considerations, and also different yield sources that we're working to develop out in addition to Anchor with some of our different Angel Alliance partners. So a lot going on the tech side of things, on the overall timeline roadmap that we'll be publishing out here. But yeah, that's really just a taste of that for everyone. So you've got a sense of what we're working on. But if there's any questions as to anything that I've just talked about or just in general with future direction of Angel, our mission really is to bake social impact into everything we build. So, you know, even if it's a completely private endowment unrelated from charitable purposes, the fees from that would still go back to the charity marketplace and Halo Stakers. So really everything we build will have social impact baked in, but happy to elaborate on any of that for anyone who has questions.
And maybe Chauncey, as people are lining up to ask questions, and thank you, that was really well explained. I just wanted to like double down on how innovative / fast moving this actually will become versus what the traditional marketplace is. If you think about corporate social responsibility at a global scale, it varies country to country. So India, about 4 years ago or 5 years ago, mandated that any organization making revenue over a certain threshold has to donate 2% to corporate social responsibility initiatives. The challenge is it then creates this new pool of funds, but it's really, really difficult for those organizations to have that connective tissue to know how to mobilize and distribute those funds really quickly. In the US, there isn't even a mandated CSR percentage, right? So this isn't even in existence. What we're hoping to do here is embed it automatically in code. So whether it is inherently an impact product or a public mainstream product, it is all going to charity, or a portion will go to charity really, really quickly. And I think that's a really significant difference here, is that we've basically connected those two ends of the funnel here, of dollars coming in and dollars going out, because the dollars going out are going to over 160 charity endowments that are already on our platform that will continue to grow over time. So there is no longer any lag time between the CSR dollars being identified and distributed. It's kind of all in the same through one really comprehensive protocol.
I'm so happy that we have you to explain things, Sean. You're so much more eloquent than anything that I can hope to say.
Trevor is taking notes. I'm like, I can repeat that in the next one.
Yeah, I would if I thought I could achieve the Sean level of eloquence, but like I put my pencil down quite a while ago.
I am very flattered, but I'm also not a very good noodle slurper. So, you know, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, Trevor. Appreciate it, though.
I feel like noodle slurper is the necessary new name update, Trev.
I don't want it.
Twice in a blue moon, twice in a noodle slurp? No?
Oh, no. I already regret shitposting Ron to do this. But it was for charity, so, you know, I'll deal with it. Oh, charity basketball. If you come to Austin, I think you can beat Chauncey at basketball if you want.
Yeah, that's happening too.
You can go anywhere in the world to beat Chauncey at basketball. I'll tell you that right now.
You hear that? He'll come to you anywhere in the world, sponsored by Cash, and he will challenge you to a one-on-one game.
I love it.
Sold.
Wait, I thought it was a team basketball game. We're reducing it to one-on-one. Not enough volunteers.
No, just the special promotion. This, by the way, is the same way that Dennis Rodman ended up in North Korea, so I should be careful here.
I signed up for the basketball thing. I'm totally down to do that.
When I told my wife that that I had been volunteered and people were requesting me to join the charity basketball team via Twitter because everyone knows how tall I am, she just literally laughed at me.
That's all the support you need.
Exactly. I have been known for many things in my life, but my my proficiency in sports is not one of them.
Actually, I remember when we had a meetup here in New York, Evan was here, and we were talking about the basketball team. And then we said, hey, we can tell to Chauncey, he's super tall. He might be the good option for us. Well, now we know.
Dang.
Have to be honest, you know, I'm big on transparency and candor, Nina.
Wrecked.
Yeah, I'm not going to even try. I'm super short. Have no chances.
Yeah, but you could really like beat somebody up though, like a master kickboxer.
That's true. That's why I was proposing that I could do the field fight.
but you can't use your fists or your feet. Like she sat at our booth in Miami, and she taught me how to properly like punch somebody.
I think this is someone jumping into a pillow fight with Nina and receiving a roundhouse kick.
You get it. She's just that good. It's automatic.
Hey, Kauai, how is it going, sir? I've got a speaker request here.
It's going pretty good. It's good to hear all of y'all and get to learn about the team and everything. I'm curious, when will this timeline be like rolling out for like development? And when you say kind of early Q3 for the charity staking, are you talking like July or August or what?
Yeah, so ultimately, I think the final release date will be somewhat dependent on audits more than anything. The actual technical build is going to be complete pretty soon here. So I don't want to give any false promises on the exact date. I do think it would be early in the Q3 range there. So probably something like July.
Cool. And then I had another question. So as far as like the community goes and whatnot, are we going to start getting like, I don't know, like more updates on the development and then also like the charities that are coming on board and things like that and ways that we can maybe get involved?
100%. So what we want to do is to, first of all, start having these AMAs on a weekly basis. So, you know, whether it runs for a full hour every week or not, you know, we can kind of take that as it goes. The problem that we've fallen into a bit with Angel is we've got a pretty large internal team. So we've got about 28 people, and that's like a mix of full and part-time and volunteer type people. And then we'll have these big sort of inclusive brainstorming calls within the quote unquote core team. And we're not doing a good enough job just being, you know, updating that immediately out to the community. So that's something we've all been reflecting on, of how we can do that better and how we can open up those channels better. So these AMAs are part of that, and it will also be accompanied by various newsletters that go out and an overall website update that is almost complete here.
Thanks.
Very well. Thank you. Any other questions from anyone in the community around the overall direction of Angel or what we have coming up in the next couple months here?
Nobody? Don't be scared. Chauncey doesn't bite, and he definitely can't beat you at basketball, so.
And if anyone tries to do something, I will defend you, so you're fine. Come.
Actually, maybe, well, Kawhi, I think you're still on stage. Would love to hear actually from you. So like how best we can collectively organize and start spearheading ideas in a decentralized way. And I think like this is such a fundamental challenge of DAOs, DANOs, however you want to word it, is it's inherently an incremental process, right? And I think at some point it has to go from closed to open. And I think that was one of the tension points that we had initially that we're actively trying to open up. And like the landing spaces that we have identified so far are Twitter spaces and then using the community Discord, which has been quiet so far, but it is going through an overhaul now. But I guess to make this a little bit more succinct, let's say, I think thinking wise on our terms is like, hey, we have an idea, we have a concept that we've worked around internally. We're 75, 90% of the way there. We want to engage the community. We want to make sure that this is open, transparent. There's room for reflection, input, sending that through the community Discord as kind of the landing space. But I'm just curious, like, what platforms you use? What do you think would be the best way for that type of information flow to happen?
Well, like, first, I think we just kind of need to kind of establish like a regular meeting, kind of like you're doing right here. And then there needs to be kind of like 4 points in that meeting. Like, the first thing being like updates on the development, like what's going on with y'all's the app and everything like that. Where are you at? The second thing is having like special guests to like, people from the team who are, doing it, you know, whether they're doing the marketing or developers or whatnot. Also charities that are being onboarded, you know, there's been 160 charities that are being onboarded, but you know, I've only heard from like one of them or something. And like, how are they going to be, you know, trying to incentivize people to stake Halo on them and stuff like that. Then the third part is like, you know, taking questions and stuff from people. And then, I think the fourth part is just like, you know, things to look forward to and what the next steps and stuff are. And so, you know, once we get that going, then we can actually kind of know like what are even the things that we can even get involved in or what can, you know, we help decide or, you know, things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Like getting some stakes in the ground first and then building up from there. I appreciate
yeah,
exactly. it. That was,
yeah. I don't yeah. even know like, you know, where you are at with anything, you know, and I've kind of been in the Discord for like 4 or 5 months and I'm just kind of like, you know, what's going on? I mean, this seems like a super popular thing, you know, with 100 people in the Angel Alliance and stuff, but yet there's not a lot of activity in the Discord and stuff. So I'm just kind of like, you know, what's going on here?
100%. And really appreciate that feedback. And I think that's definitely really, really high on our priority list moving forward. So yeah, I appreciate that 100%.
So yeah. Something that, from my personal experiences, the Cash DeFi Discord was similar. But one thing that we did to really solve that problem was we created a point system where every message you put on Discord, you get a point. And like every emoji reaction you give, you get like a quarter of a point. And then we actually give tokens to people for every point that they accrue over the course of the year. And we're even having competitions for who has the most points in a given month gets some tokens as well. So that gamification of the communication has, I think, increased our weekly Discord messages by anywhere between 8 to 12x in any given week. So,
How do you score quality, though, and not get into, like, an XP point farming
situation? Well, like, people
are just use up end up using it as a social channel, which is like honestly fine for me, right? And some people complain about like the message volume being incredibly huge, but we just have like an off topic and like a lounge section where people just do all of that there. And then in like, we have like an announcement section, which is what people really care about. And then like a general discussion section where you talk general cash stuff. So as long as you have the proper channels and you just say, hey, I get you want to be a spammer for the tokens, but like just spam the off topic section. And people just say, good morning, or like, you know, how are you today, friend? What are you drinking today? It's actually like a good thing because people build camaraderie with each other and it's people are in it for the community.
Yeah. And I'm also kind of getting the vibe that like the farmers and Degens like haven't caught on to this protocol yet. And if I understand like the tokenomics, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, like, you know, money people can make kind of farming these charities and stuff like that by staking Halo and things like that. And so I think once that information kind of gets out, like people will be like, oh, you know, this is something I can actually make money on. And it's not just a something I'm going to lose money by donating to charities.
I love that.
Yeah. Also, well, from the point of the farming, I was actually talking about that with Joseph from Terabyte. And we agree definitely with what you are saying. Like, there is not that awareness. So from our end, in the different channels that we have, we're also going to communicate much more about that, to try to get the people involved and to try to explain more about it. And about the charities, that's also a topic that we got to talk before with Chauncey, and was how do we communicate? Because like definitely we're doing something really big in Angel, but we have to communicate the results. Like the people that donate want to also see what is the real impact that they have when they donate. So we will definitely work on that and see what we can do to show you like what is going on, what is the impact that you are actually generating once you are donating to Angel. So I was taking notes and definitely you have some good ideas. Thank you, Kalai.
Yeah, that just to, I have like tons of questions and stuff. And that was another question I was going to bring up is like, what are, you know, donors going to be able to see when they're staking into a charity, and what are charities going to be able to see? And what I mean like is like, if you have like X amount staked, are you going to be able to see like, oh, it's projected that I'm going to donate $1,000 to this charity over a year, and I've in the past donated 10,000. And then charities, are they going to be able to see like, oh, if I can incentivize, you know, people to get like 1,000 Halo staked in, then I'm going to be getting X amount of income or something. So then I could do a giveaway for half of that or something, you know, like, are we going to be able to see stuff like that on the app, or is that even possible?
Yeah. So multiple answers to that. The short answer is yes. From a actual staking perspective, right, you're going to basically be able to go to a screen, stake your Halo into a charity, and also lock up the subsequent charity shares you receive. And there should be an APR estimate for those. The way that the fee distribution works is Angel Protocol doesn't charge any setup fees to create an endowment, and we don't take any cut of actual donations going to charities. The actual charge for the protocol is in a performance fee, which is 10% of the total yield generated. Out of that, half of it goes to stakers. And this is where when you stake to an individual charity, you actually share in that charity's endowment yield. So that performance fee for stakers goes directly to the users staking Halo to a specific charity. Now, when you lock up your charity shares, it actually allows you to take part in all of the other vertical fees. So this is effectively that same 10% fee for any endowment outside of the actual charity-specific endowment itself. So this would include any fees from the overall AP endowment. It would include fees from any locked for good positions. So, for example, the over 500,000 that we have being farmed on Osmosis between Luna and UST for the Own the Doge community.
as well as other Locked for Good positions we have from Kujira and Loop and others. So any fees from those, and then any vertical that we create, any fees from any other vertical outside of the charity marketplace, all of that will go towards people locking up their charity shares. From an actual charity perspective, there's going to be a curation score. That curation score will be an equation of how much value they have locked in their endowment versus how many people are staking and locking Halo against that their particular charity endowment. So the more people that stake Halo with them and lock up charity shares, the more the charities will receive as part of the overall fee distribution. It's effectively fee sharing for all the stakeholders on the platform. Whether you're a charity or a staker, you will be receiving fees from all the other verticals that we build. So the longer answer is there are a number of factors that go into what that end number will be. The short answer is yes, there will be an indication of what that yield is, and the charities will be able to effectively plan around that and have a direct incentive for encouraging other people to stake more Halo to them. So a lot more to come on that. And I think that, you know, each week we can kind of go more in depth on some of these topics and really flesh out both how it will work and any changes that the community might want to see and how that works. But Kawhi, any other, does that address your question for now?
Yeah, that addresses that question. I mean, another question I have is like for the Angel Alliance, is there a way we can see like how many donations are coming from that? Will there be like easy like analytic dashboards for that?
Mm-hmm. And again, the short answer is yes. And I want all your questions. so we can, we really want to hear from the community. I know we haven't been pumping out things like aggregated dashboards as fast as we would like, but there's so many amazing things that are in the works, and it's just the things take time is the thing. So we do have a dashboard. We are updating it. It's really not where we want it to be, but I can share that. So you can take a look at it. It shows all of the donors up until now, how many donations they've made, their last donation. You can check the Explorer if they've registered and onboarded directly into the Alliance. That means they've filled out a form for our HubSpot for us. That's essentially a CRM. It'll have their name, like ranked number one right now is donated. I'm looking at it right now, 880,000 and. There's no name attached. It's just an address. But then like number two, Luna Bulls, 220K, Galactic Punks, 175. And these all update over time. And then we have a donation summary section. And you can see cumulative amount donated, how many donations, number of donated donors, that kind of thing. So I can definitely post that so everybody can take a look at it. But again, it's not really where we want it to be. So we haven't really been pushing it out. We've been really trying to focus on creating a really beautiful dashboard that has all those metrics that you'd like. The thing is, it just takes a little bit of time to do that while we are doing so many things. And we really want to deliver really easy to use dashboards for you. But yeah, it's definitely a good question, especially for transparency. I know everyone's really interested.
And Trevor, that's angelalliance.io, right?
Correct. If you go to angelalliance.io, we don't have an updated graphic right now of all the projects. We just haven't been able to keep up because there's so many projects that really want to engage. Everyone's just like, can we donate? How do we donate? When can we donate? And then there's technical elements that go into it sometimes as well, whether they're just pledging, whether they're a giving partner, whether they're locking for good. We got validators involved. Like there's so many different elements that go into this. It's just incredibly complex, but it's so, so exciting. It's such a good problem to not be able to keep up with everybody that wants to engage. It's really turned into something incredibly, it's just amazing. It's so pleasant to see how good people can be. I think we get really bogged down with all these really negative voices. They're just louder than everybody. But look at all these amazing projects and people. And, you know, there's more good than bad out there, I guess is what I'm saying. So angelalliance.io, you can see our members. And those are not all of them. There's a lot missing. So I apologize if you're not added to the graphic. Like, this hasn't been updated, the graphic, for a while. Because there's just so many coming in. take a look. angelalliance.io. And Kawhi, if you have more questions, I like these questions.
So, Will, when you stake Halo, is that essentially going to be kind of like a lossless donation? Are you generating income for the charity and for yourself at the same time? I just want to make sure I understand that correctly.
Chauncey, you want to get into that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you help clarify the question a little bit?
Yeah. So is it, you know, when you stake Halo, are you generating some sort of income for that charity and for yourself? Is that, I just want to make sure I kind of understand that correctly.
You are.
Okay. So yeah, just my last thing is, you know, just say like, you know, we should probably try to like lean in more to this, to the farming aspects and stuff. I know we've like focused a lot on like, you know, the good aspect of everything and whatnot, but I do think once people realize, you know, that this is going to be something where you don't lose any money, but yet you can actually give money to, you know, things you care about, your values and stuff. Like, I think that's when it's going to click for a lot of people, and it's going to be a big, you know, I think this is going to be, you know, this is the most exciting protocol I've come across in crypto so far. You know, it's like very interesting, how it does that. And so, I think if people start to understand that, then, yeah, there'll be more excitement and, you know, can kind of get the community going and everything.
I love that so much. Oh,
yeah. Chauncey, I didn't know if you were going to say something. I didn't want to interrupt, but
you're good. Please, Sean.
Okay. I love that. And like, that's so astute. And like, that's kind of like the cat in the bag for us, right? Is like, we have this in our back pocket that this is this win and help win that we've been preaching, right? It's no longer zero sum to do good. And when you think about the way that the fees are being distributed, basically porting in all of the revenue coming across all verticals to then be split across the charity that you self-nominate and yourself. So no longer is it I'm donating and it's gone. It is I can donate, I can curate, and we can all mutually benefit from everything and all of the activity that's happening on the protocol. And totally agree. I mean, that is like, it's such a change in the paradigm of like what this looks like. What does conscious capitalism look like? How are we removing bad incentives and thinking about aligning for mutual good, and good being a really nebulous term, but aligning towards impact. And once like all those pieces are in place, I totally agree with you. And I think like the sky is the limit, and that's when it gets really, really exciting. I think it's just a matter of getting all those pieces together so that when all of that attention comes, especially when you're talking about the financial actors, where we have the incentives set up correctly, that the financial actors are not posing an outsized risk on what we want to actually do with the protocol. And I think some of the conversations that we've been having recently is, I think in the initial setup and design of the tokenomic structure, the room for mercenary actors kind of superseded the impact proposition. And I think that's what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks of thinking about that vote escrow token and the shared revenue distribution from other vertical fees as a way of basically mitigating that financial mercenary actor to something that is more long-term aligned with both the charity and the protocol as a whole.
Love it. Yes. I think that there's, when I think about Angel, I think of the iceberg analogy. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying before. Like, we have all of these workouts within the team, and there's a lot going on at any given moment. And I want to get better at communicating that out. At the same time, we haven't wanted to rush, right? Intentionality is very key to us. And we've thought about doing earlier updates of, oh, we're thinking of, you know, vote escrow mechanisms or XYZ. And it always comes back to just wanting to make sure that we get the intention and the design really correct before shaking the boat too much with that. And yeah, just very excited to open those gates up a little more, allow a little more transparency into what we're doing, because it is really exciting. And I think it is a transformative opportunity that I still haven't seen anything like it in the space. So yeah, much, much more to come on that front. Tim, I see you requested to speak, but Amanda, I think that you stepped up to ask a question. So I'm going to turn to you.
Hey, I know I talked with Chauncey I guess it was weeks ago now, about Sabera Protocol and your connection with them. Is there any news or updates that you can, I guess, drop? I hate using the word alpha. I'm so sorry. But is there any news on that protocol with integration with Angel?
So that is a great topic because there are... so. The short answer is I don't have any immediate alpha to bear to drop, other than we are indeed working with them to set up recurring donations. But the whole modular composability of Terra, I think, is huge here. And we're getting to a really, really exciting point where last year when we were developing Angel, we had all of these plans for integrations we'd make with other protocols. And then just the reality you come into is it actually takes a while to build all of these different protocols and test them and get them released. So a lot of what we were waiting for is just finally starting to go live. So Subera is one of those examples where we're very eager to have recurring donations using their functionality. They've been kind of in a go, go, go deliver mode of launching their main functionality. So now that is up and running, we're in a good position to integrate with them. But also there's a lot of other things, back to the iceberg analogy, right? There's a lot of other teams that we're working with and code that we've developed to integrate other aspects here. So, one of the things with Angel has always been the idea of lossless donations or no loss giving, where people want to be able to donate but protect their actual principal. So we have actually developed out a whole anchor yield redirection contract where people will be able to go deposit their UST, have that earn yield for both themselves as well as charity. Similarly with Apollo, using their LP vaults to do the same thing, where people can deposit LP positions, have their principal compound, have the rest go to charity. And then, you know, working with Kinetic and others in terms of different yield options and sources that we can tap into. And that's both ways, actually. So Kinetic is one of those examples where we're tapping into them for yield. They've also developed the mechanism to tap directly into our smart contracts for their Angel Alliance donations. But yeah, we're just at the cusp of this really exciting point where it's becoming easier and easier every day to work with other protocols and their functionality. And our overall mission, right, is to try and make as much of this as open source and modular as possible, including Angel's own code as we go forward, because it makes it so much easier for builders in this space to really achieve outsized results by combining functionalities of these different protocols together. And while that's been difficult in the past, it's getting easier every day. So that is the longer answer to the short answer of yes, we are definitely working with Subera for automated donations.
Awesome. Thanks.
And I think we should give a shout out to Kinetic. I think them plugging in, I think they've pledged, what is it, Chauncey, like 12.5% of revenue? Some incredible amount.
They're significant. They've really designed around Angel from the get-go, like a handful of other protocols. I remember we talked to them when they were really just an idea, and they have built out quite quickly and expanded. But yes, they're huge charitable partners for Angel. Tim, I know that you got up here to speak. If there's anything you wanted to say, sir.
Yeah, I was just really interested to hear Kawai's question about about Halo and about interesting things like the bonding curve. There is information about that on the Medium page, but what I'll do straight after this is just put a link into the Twitter feed to an article that's on Substack, on the Angel Protocol Substack. If you use Substack, you'll see that. And we'll also copy that into the Medium, which goes into a little bit more detail about the donation matching and how the bonding curves work as well with regards to the burning of charity shares, the issuing of charity shares. And I think that will be of interest for everybody on the call.
Awesome. I know we're over time and I don't know if we're going to continue, but Tim, not to put you on the spot, but maybe you could share like a success story or a bright light with the charity onboarding and how those conversations have gone so far.
Oh wow! Where do we start? I think I could probably go on for another hour about things like that. I mean, just amazing stories about how you talk to a charity that's in the you know, I can think of one that's in the middle of India working with 15,000 farmers, and what they're doing with the farmers there is making them less reliant on a single crop a year. Wheat, which then goes to wholesalers, which then travels thousands of miles to its end users. And if there's a meteorological event, that crop has failed. That's it for the year. And getting farmers to think about what crops are needed regionally, so they can grow crops maybe two or three times a year, which means that if there is a flood, for example, they haven't lost everything for the year. They've got more to come to. And the crops go regionally. So instead of the crops going, thousands of miles, the crops are going to the next town or the next city. So it's just an amazing charity that they're also looking to use blockchain in how the food travels between the farmers and the end users as well. So they're also looking into how the blockchain works there. Go on.
That's really interesting. We need to talk later. I have a team designing an ERP module to track all of that on chain.
I mean, that's exactly the sort of discussions that we have with the charities. They'll say, oh, we're looking at this. So you go, oh, you need to speak to such and such a guy because they're doing XYZ. You know, we've got Ogallala Life in Texas who carried out a tokenization of square yards of Texas. And they're looking at regenerating the Ogallala Basin, which is like a dust bowl. And so they're looking at a better use of water and a better use of groundwater. And they've tokenized parts of Texas, and then they've sold that off as NFTs. And they've raised a couple of $100,000, which now goes into their endowment and is earning yield.
Are you saying I own part of Texas? I purchased some of those NFTs because I saw they were part of Angel. And I'm like, I didn't even know you were in... they
launch
it on Stargaze.
That's right. I mean, there's incredible things going on, and charities that are because as well they go onto the marketplace and it gives them a global reach. So we can think of a little school in the middle of Guinea-Bissau that's seen by an NFT minter who donates directly to them and basically covers their costs for a year. You know, these are life-changing amounts. So yes, we do have some massive amounts going in there, you know, such as was raised by the Restore Earth program before Christmas, which is about $1.5 million and, you know, $500,000 to single charities. But for some charities, $10,000 is their yearly income. And that is life-changing. If they know that they have that income in there, they can do incredible things. And just the meetings with the founders and the meetings with the people who run the charities are just really incredible. So we are going to do a lot more. There's going to be a nice video that will be dropping shortly with regards to the funds that were sent to the Yellow Boat Foundation to help mitigate against the effects of Typhoon Rai. And again, just incredible work going on. The funds that have been sent to Ukraine that already are reaching people who need that help straight away. So it's we've got the two things going on. It's immediate needs, immediate relief. But then also they know that through the endowment, they've got funds that are going to be giving them yield in September and in 2023 and in 2024, which is, you know, once everybody's moved on from whatever, you know, people have been talking about, the end users still need to have that that funding provided. And I think that's the importance about the endowment, and the importance about the endowments is that they you know, they give charities sight of what they can do with their funds next year and the year after.
It's an amazing reframe. I think we forget that, like, we know what the dollar value is, or the, you know, whatever value our native currency is, but like in other countries that are not as well off, like a UST goes a lot further. So I think it was a brilliant reframe, and I think Nina's got something. But
yeah, so I was just going to say that also, like, team had an amazing presentation with a lot of NGOs from Africa, and then we got into all these super exciting calls with different NGOs there that had an amazing work. And it's just so beautiful to see all the things that we can actually do, how we can impact in all of that. It's really inspiring. And I think that that is, for all of us, what keeps us going, what keeps us really putting all our efforts to make this work. And I have also one of the charities that I like the most is one that is actually in Colombia. And it was a casualty for me because I was before working a project very similar. So we have an indigenous community and a Native American community there that is the largest one in Colombia. And there we have around 30,000 deaths of kids because of malnutrition in the last 7 years. It's a terrible crisis, and it's basically because of lack of water, really bad malnutrition problems, well, a lot of corruption, problems with different companies that are like extracting minerals and stuff. So for me to see what they are doing and that they're actually reaching these kids and they're helping them in everything, like they're saving their lives. And I know how valuable it is because I actually got to being filled with those kids and see the struggle of these families. So, yeah, all these things, I think that we definitely need to communicate them more. And also a nice experience whenever you have to onboard charities or talk to them is that they don't really know about crypto, or what they know about crypto is very limited, or maybe some of them think that it was like a Ponzi scheme or something like that. So whenever you get to talk to them, they also get to see a different face of crypto. And that is in general. I think also whatever, like what we are doing in Mutual with all the charities is to show a different face of crypto, a much kinder way of what we can do here. So yeah. Again, super excited to be with you.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much. We had someone come up here to speak. I think he might have dropped.
Hey, Tim, are you going to be narrating the next video that we make?
Maybe once my COVID voice has gone a little bit. there's a few videos that'll be coming along as well. I mean, again, to address Kamai's point, we've got four video explainers that'll be coming up, talking about, again, the donation matching, talking about the bonding curve, talking about all these kind of things as well. Because you're exactly right. It's really exciting how this new concept for philanthropy and for the win and win and let win will work. So there'll be some more videos coming out, as well as the one about Yellow Boat shortly, which is much more on the ground.
Yeah, I can't wait for everybody to see it. It was one of the most beautiful things that I've seen. I know we try to do a lot. I know a lot of money's been raised, but it was different to see the people and the impact I think it's the first, Chauncey, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong. I think that was the first like Dano governance vote ever to pass ever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it went to Yellow Vote of Hope, 500,000 for Typhoon Rai. And it's really amazing. I can't wait for it to be out. Do we know when that's going live, Chauncey, or are we still, is that not?
Not quite finished yet. So it's final touches. So be good for next week, but let's see.
Excellent. Well, I know that we're coming up on 90 minutes here. I think this has been an awesome first weekly AMA. We're gonna get these going every week from here on out. So any questions you have, anything that you want to review with the team. I mean, certainly this time next week, but also feel free to hop in our Discord, ask any questions you have there, and we can help address. But just looking forward to having more of an open back and forth with the community. And thank you, everyone, very, very much for your support for Angel. It means the world to us, and we're super, super excited for what this year is going to bring. Thank you, everyone, very much. We'll go ahead and wrap for today and catch everyone next week.
Yeah, love you all. Have a great
Thanks,
everyone.
Guys. Have a good weekend, all.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks for the great questions, by the way.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Angel Weekly Community AMA, recorded on Friday, April 29th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.